Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Come on, baby. We better make a start. You better make it soon. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wally Bach is our guest, our good friend, a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, he was a member of the Brain Trust before we had a Brain Trust. That's how far back he goes. He's a 1997 model. And he's writing a book with Wally. That's the .com, folks. That's the website. That's what you do, Wally, isn't it? You help people get their books out.
I help people write books,
and that on many levels, right? You'll ghostwrite it for them, won't you?
I do some ghostwriting. Mostly, I do coaching.
Which is
taking people through the book process, through the selection of an editor, and in some cases through the publishing process.
All those years, I wonder what you were building that dungeon for. Now I know.
You got it.
So we're talking about editing a book. Mm-hmm. And in the previous segment, we went through the different kinds of editors. There's the developmental editors, content editors, copy editors, proofreaders. It's amazing, Wally, when we got our book back from the proofreader and the copy editor, we still found a dozen things ourselves going back through it again. A book, if you're going to get it right, a book has got to, you're going to have to, after you're done writing it, you're going to go back through. You're going to go back over it 100 times, aren't you? Minimum.
Yeah, you are. And the other thing is that you're going to keep finding stuff.
You are. It's amazing.
I mean, I've done major publisher books which have gone through multiple edits. They've gone through a full edition. They went into a second edition when they got another edit, and we kept finding stuff all the way along.
Yeah,
because human beings are fallible.
Well, people don't realize how many moving parts there are to publishing a book. But anyway, so now we've got this thing we're looking at. And what's your advice for the editing process? Now that we know how many different kinds of editing there is, what's your advice for the editing process?
Yeah, my first thing is don't worry so much about the names, but know what you want the editor to do.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know that, there is an organization called the Editorial Freelancer Association.
Right.
And they will let you post job listings, whether it's for an actual job or for just editing a manuscript. And people will then contact you and tell you why they fit the thing. That is probably the best source for professional edits out there.
What's the website?
The website is... Whoops. I hit it. I was trying to find your phone number.
Well, keep going. We'll find it in a minute.
www.the-esa.org. I will send this.
The-esa.org. Okay, I can find that. All right, keep going.
Okay, so you go to that. You get a bunch of people who reply to you, and then you start weeding them down. Now, the basic process that I recommend people use is you take this big list and you get it down to about three or four people, and you say to each one of them, who look qualified, listen, editor, what we're going to do is we're going to have you edit for an hour a part of our manuscript.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pay you your normal hourly rate to do that.
Yeah.
And at the end of
audition.
It's an audition, but it also, it tells you if they really understand what you want.
Right.
It tells you
if
you've got fit.
But because you need some subject matter expertise, don't you? Because if you're writing about something that's technical and they have no idea what that means, they can't help you.
And that's really something too, because I work with people who do relatively technical books about using computers and marketing and stuff, where that technical expertise is really important. And I've worked with other people who've done things like memoirs. For the technical expertise, this is that important.
Right, or
the
a novel
understanding
or
of how to tell a story is.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right.
The other, though, advantage of this of the process and of getting them to try stuff is at the end of it, you can say to them, okay, now I want a firm estimate for editing the entire manuscript. You've seen it. You've seen a sample part. You know what it looks like. We
right.
know, you know, what you look like. We think this is going to work.
Right.
What are you going to give me as a full price? I do not go into projects where we're going to pay them open-ended at an hourly rate.
But what if the book isn't done and you want them to help you progress with the book?
Then you've got a whole different kind
of thing. That's an hourly type thing, right? That's hourly.
That is an hourly type thing. That's like hiring a consultant.
Right, but that's not a bad process, is it?
It's not a well. I would not do the same process there. I'd look more for fit.
Yeah.
I'd try to get somebody who. I mean, that's sort of some of the stuff that we do.
We work
through with people on. Yeah, get this right, get that right. Sometimes it's the same process I do for a couple of major publishers, where I evaluate a book that is done.
Another thing that I think people might want to think about is the concept of architecture. And I only have about 30 seconds, Wally, but in my opinion, architecture, how the book is laid out, what the theme of the book structure, so to speak, I think that's important for a book that maybe an editor can help you with.
It's absolutely. When I review books for major publishers prior to publication, that's the big thing that we wind up doing.
Yeah.
This doesn't work right. You need to put this here. You need to say that first. Mm-hmm. You don't need to say that at all.
Right. And is there a common thread among chapters? That's also part of the architecture.
Well, and is there an arc to the book? Is there a common format?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, getting into that early so that you've got a clear way to go, or getting into it certainly before your final draft.
WritingABookWithWally.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. In fact, you'll thank me later. Hey, Wally, thanks for being here. Come back soon. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.